Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to check our afternoon markets here on this Monday. All your market details coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields, higher yields.
Well, active gains flooded the livestock complex today. President Trump mentioned that China is willing to return to the table concerning trade talks, and that quickly sparked active buying in most markets. Cattle and hog futures surged to triple-digit gains, offsetting most losses seen from last week. Now, the live cattle traders quickly reacted to a combination of fundamental and outside market factors today, leaving a wake of sharp losses in its path. A strong increase in beef inventory in July compared to June took the industry and market by surprise. On the feeder cattle, strong gains quickly redeveloped today in all cattle markets. September feeder cattle futures posted $2.92 gains at one point, with increased underlying support seen through the entire livestock markets, while traders were focusing on outside market support based on hopes and expectations that progress may develop with the agreements with China. The wheat trade mixed today, with the winter wheats leading as spring harvest continued with spillover support from the row crops. The Kansas City-Chicago spread 81 after a high of 90 cents last week and a low of 71 cents this week, with Kansas City gaining slightly overnight. Corn was mostly lower today, with trade finding light buying on the potential resumption of trade talks, along with continued oversold conditions. Weather should continue to remain a short-term non-issue, with continued cool weather the biggest concern so far at this point as we move towards September. Soybean trade higher today, regaining the Friday sell-off on trade optimism, but we remain squarely in the bottom part of the range. Meal $2 to $3 higher, the oil 5 to 15 points higher. Crush margins remain positive overall, with oil staying towards the upper end of the range. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.